One thing that I experienced today was recording and listening. I seem to have dropped into a place where my morning, like, was being taken over, kind of, with the ego and just voices and stuff. And I've noticed that every time I pick up the recorder and start recording about how I feel, like right away, I feel better for the rest of the day.
Yes. Oh, very good. It's the truth, isn't it? And if I may, this is another one of those where perhaps not so much for you, but for anybody else who's listening, to realize how difficult it is to wake up in anything other than some degree of conditioning. Right? We've been asleep. Mm-hmm. Conditioning's been working on us, you know, conversations in the head all night long, dreams, all the feelings, the emotions that go with that. We wake up into that, and we are trained to allow whatever we're feeling, even if it's the residue of a dream or something like that, whatever we're feeling, that sets the tone, right? And if we go with that, then conditioned mind just takes it over, begins to build on it, and as we've noticed, it'll get worse and worse and worse. As you say, you pick up that recorder and you start talking about what's going on, and your experience changes completely.
That's what it actually wants, is for you. I mean, that's why it's building these stories, is that it wants you to have this new story for your day. And as soon as you have that, you can be lost immediately.
Yes.
And
yes.
Your day is actually, it can be lost just because of that. And I've lost many days of my life.
Yes, I think we all have, Jennifer. I think we all have. Yes.
Of that story. And I'm like, please, no more. let's try something else.
Yes. And so when what happens, for people who like the science of things, what happens there is, if I wake up into that state, whatever it is, and then conditioned mind is allowed to just sort of free associate, right? And that goes to that story, which reminds me of that, and then I'm in that, and then I'm feeling that way. And all the time this is going on, there's an emotional reaction to all of this, and the stories are building, and the emotions are building, and I'm feeling worse and worse and worse and worse. And so when you record, when you pick up that recorder, what's happening is you're taking your attention away from that series of buildups, and you're bringing your attention back here to the present, where none of that is true or real, right? Now you're talking about what's happening right here.
You've stolen it back.
That's right. You've got your energy back now.
You've stolen it from the whatever it's little thing that it's created. I mean, very, very first thing that I woke up today, I sensed the voices in my head, like, kind of gathered together, and my voices like to create little characters of themselves. I sensed that. I immediately felt dread and thought, oh no, not another day of this. That's where I went today. Really, that was what was going to be my day, and I was just like, you know, God's created this new day, you know, life has created this new day, I'm like this brand new person, and, you know, I stopped, and I was just like, this is what my life is going to be like for this whole day, and I don't get another chance at this, and I don't get this back, and this is going to be my day. And so I grabbed a recorder and stole it back from that, and it changed my whole day. There was no more dread. I just started recording and listening, and I just started recording, and I was able to, I started with that, you know, this is how I feel. This is, you know, what it means to me, and then just gradually unfolded all of those stories, and then I was able to start talking about, like, you know, plans, like, that I had around this day and stuff like that. And so it was just...
How you choose your day to be, right?
Yeah.
What I choose for my life, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And and we go from that, that dread feeling and the content of the dread feeling, because dread will always manage a content, and we go from that to process, that what I choose for my life is this, how I want my focus to be. What I want my focus to be on today, what I choose for, as my attitude, where I want to be coming from throughout my day.
Everything. I instantly felt better. I mean, like my attitude, my whole being was changed dramatically.
Because you were here.
Yeah.
Because you were here, right?
Yeah, that's the only thing I could figure.
Yes. Yeah, well, that
it
is
must
exactly
be because
it.
I'm being present to my own self, and that was just... this story I was going to create, or ego creates, and let's change that right now. And it worked, and I've had a pretty good day since.
Yeah, and to realize that we always have that ability, always, no matter what's going on with us, if we follow that series, that will be our experience. Now, sometimes people will record and listen, and they'll say, well, you know, I don't feel any better. And the odds are very good that that's because that conditioned mind did the recording. So we listen back to that, and we listen for, was that a conversation about this here now? Or was that a conversation about dread? And so if it was the conversation about dread, we say, okay, delete. Let's start over. Okay, let's come back to the breath and just be in the body and feel the breath moving in the body and maybe look outside and maybe there's a tree. Maybe I can hear a bird singing. Maybe there's some blue sky. Maybe there's, and then I'm now moving around and I'm, for me, it would be getting a cup of tea, you know, and you're here with yourself in your day. And when you listen back to it, the difference is that there's a feeling of well-being, a feeling of kind of excitement instead of dread, right?
Right. Yes. And it's and if you haven't recorded long enough, you know, if it's something rather that really gets you, like sometimes it really, really will get you. And if you don't record long enough, then maybe you haven't, you know,
haven't broken through.
Shoved ego out the door fully, kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes it leaves the recording
all
you need, you know?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. You
just
stay
keep
with
going
it
until
you're
you've
here.
Got all the dust, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Until you can't think of anything else to say about that subject, and then you get to move on to life, you know? It's like, you've got that all out now. Move on to life, and then once you've moved there, you can start having a pretty good day, as long as you don't let it take back over and you keep your eye on that ball.
Yes, and that's a good reminder for anybody who's kind of new to this, that if people go to recordandlisten.org, there are instructions for doing the exercise that you just laid out, the two-handed exercise, where you basically... kind of step back and become the person who can listen to the person who's feeling dread in this case and listen to her talk about what it is and then can offer her some different possibilities, can be with her and offer her some different possibilities. And as you say, once we get through that, okay, now we're here. Now we get to look at what we choose for ourselves and our lives.